You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Romania's leftist-leaning government has scrapped a controversial decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. Today's decision followed the largest protest since the collapse of communism. Stefan Boss has more.
The decree scrapped Sunday would have decriminalised abuse of power offences where sums of less than €44,000 were involved. It would also potentially involve pardoning thousands of prisoners. One immediate beneficiary would have been Liviu Dragnea, who leads the ruling Social Democrats and faces charges of defrauding the state of €24,000. Dragnea, who is 54, was already barred from becoming prime minister because of an earlier suspended jail sentence for voter fraud. Yet plans to prevent prosecutors to investigate him and other high-ranking officials were scrapped during an emergency meeting following days of massive protests. Hundreds of thousands of Romanians braved freezing temperatures in the capital Bucharest and cities across the country. Protesters have vowed to keep the pressure on the cabinet, with some demanding the entire government quits. Romanian President Klaus Iohannis has openly expressed support for the demonstrators.
I'm very concerned, and I have to admit, even if it's very hard for me, that the situation in Romania is very complicated. But we have hundreds of thousands of my Romanians out on the streets, and I trust them. I trust my people. I believe in Romania. So in the end, I'm convinced that we have to find a good solutions. The rule of law has to prevail. The European values have to prevail.
President Iohannis also urged foreign investors to stay in Romania, one of the European Union's poorest nations, despite the turmoil.
Investors are not threatened, and the economic situation is still very good, and I think it will stay good. So no problem for investors. This is a matter of principle for the population, for the politicians.
With a key decree now being scrapped, it remains to be seen whether calm will return to the streets of this troubled nation. Yet Prime Minister Sorin Grindeanu has pledged to the protesters and others that he will not divide Romania. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos reporting.